You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer, a tarot reader for over 10 years now. And the collective message has already come in, so I'm going to skip my spiel, and we are going to go straight in. And now this is a message for the collective over the next 7 days, particularly around what to expect. And it seems like this next coming week is going to be about bringing up emotions. So this will be something that has happened in the past. It could be heartbreak. It could be a sudden loss or a loss you were expecting, whether it may be a family member or just a transition of any type. But particularly for those who are recovering or who are still grieving a loss of a loved one, whether it's romantic, family member, friend, is a good week to go in and really share those memories again. Even though a person may not be with you physically, the memories will still be there. Everything that you have learned will still be there. So over the next couple of days, really just allow yourself to feel emotions as they come up. Don't ignore them, because it is a wonderful time to start with the next step. It could be a healthier grieving process. It could be cleaning out your attic, whatever it may be. It is really showing it is time to start again, because you have happiness ahead of you. You have so much abundance and joy all around you. And I know it's hard to see if you're in any type of grieving or any type of situation where you're being hard on yourself, or it seems nothing just has gone right, but there is happiness, so much happiness coming to your home, completions of projects, going into new opportunities. So it is completely okay to have all of that heartache that you have experienced in the past, and it's okay to say goodbye to that part of your life as well, because clarity is coming. And you're clearing away everything that is not needed. So even at the same time, you can even find some humor in the situation as well. So if you are grieving a family member, you can think about stories that you laughed about or travels, happy things. Also, while completely and totally respecting any more grieving that you need to express. So allow yourself into those emotions and be yourself. You don't have to hide those emotions either. So whoever needed to hear that collective message, I hope that it was right for you. And so we're going to go to our caller today, and we have Leah from Idaho. Hello, Leah. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How can I help you today? What kind of questions do you have?
I had family that I was very, very close to that passed away. And I financially, that's how I got through life. I guess I want to know what my future could look like, because I'm just not doing good. Like, it's hard to keep a job, and I don't know, I thought about being a content creator. There's just so many routes, and I'm lost. And I don't know if they have something to say on how to get me through life, but I'm just lost trying to take care of my family. And yeah, I'm in a hard place right now.
Yeah. And not only are you grieving somebody close to you, but when it comes down to that practicality part of it too. You're grieving emotionally, you're grieving in that physical sense as well. So we can step into this. The overall card I got for you is the sun. And I love this because this shows me that no matter what happens, you are going to be on the other side of that storm where the sun rises. It's a happy outcome. And it's a remembrance of also having confidence within yourself. Even though you had support from this loved one, you have always had it within you to do all these incredible things. Okay. So it's coming to that remembrance that yes, you can do these things, and it may not always be easy, but remember the sun is always going to rise and so are you. So anytime you feel like you're in that dark night of the soul, or you feel like it's gloomy, you have always been able to make it through the next day. And that's not going to change for you. You are going to continue make it. And as we are going through all of this, and I'm just going to allow spirit to bring the messages through, because I am seeing a lot of blue. Also, I'm seeing jewelry as well. So if you have been able to inherit any jewelry, particularly from a maternal figure, it's so much love. And can I ask, who was this loved one that passed away?
Most recently is my grandma. She would live with me for half the year. She raised me, so we were very close. But her husband decided to keep everything. Like, so anything she left for me, he kept.
Okay.
Yeah.
He can't keep
hard without her.
He can't keep that bond. That's between you and your grandma. And I can see right here, will always be watching over you, making sure that you have what it takes and what you need. This is definitely a transition on multiple levels. It's just not, okay, we're transitioning from one state of life to death. When someone significant in our lives pass away, it triggers us to move. And all of this underneath your subconscious, intuitive abilities, everyone is able to do tarot. Everyone is able to pray and meditate, whatever it may be. It is a learned process. Some people may have natural talent. So what is coming up is that you have an innate ability to be able to connect to your ancestral spirits. So that could be simple, like you're having a bad day and at night you just want to talk to your grandma like if she was still there. Or perhaps you may know signs, you may smell her perfume, or just like feel a touch on your shoulder. It is a reminder that you are loved and you are being watched over regardless of what is happening with the material things. Because your grandma is saying that it doesn't matter. There may be a pause in what's going on. There may be a pause. But it seems like you are not the only one affected by this decision for her husband, your grandma's husband, to keep this. So other cousins, do you have any cousins or anything as well?
I have siblings, but he's keeping a whole bunch of money she inherited while she was here. And he needs all of our signatures. He tricked me into signing. But for my siblings, they're not going to budge.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that as well. But again, there is this reminder from your grandmother that it does not matter. You will always have her love, no matter what state you are in or she is in, wherever you guys may be. And it is a reminder that forward, you are going to be asked to use your creativity again. You have a lot to offer. And you have
I can't find it.
Then you're not okay. So I'm going to ask you, and we're going to allow spirit to follow us and guide us through. I want you to close your eyes for the moment. All right. And I just want you to take a deep breath. What is the first thing that you picture when you hear the word nature?
A forest.
Okay, a forest. Okay. Within that forest, is the thing that stays out the most? Can you pick out a particular thing in that forest?
Picture something in the forest? The trees.
Okay. What about that tree draws you to it?
I'm laying under it, enjoying it, looking up at the sky.
Amazing.
Seeing the trees. Yeah.
So it's a feeling of peace. So when you're trying to go in and trying, like, I'm lost, I don't know what to do. When you step out, you see an entire forest. Okay. Like that can be very scary. You can get lost in a forest, but look a little bit closer. And just like with you, all of your talents, look a little bit closer. Right. So it seems like you have some real strong family ties. All right. You a good foundation, and you have been taught so well by your loved ones, particularly your grandmother, that you can't rip up a tree. It takes some effort. So you have a lot. So dig into those roots of your tree and find that. Find your creativity again, okay? Because I do see you at the beginning stages of this. So it's like a little flame, and you got to feed it to make it grow. But you have so much potential, and you're also, I see you surrounded not only by nature, but a lot of maternal energy. So this could be you doing very well with children, with animals, with gardening. So if you're able to find a field that is more nourishing, so whether it's even like working in a kitchen or something like that, nurture, nourishing. Those are the words for you to follow as you begin this journey. It will shift and change, but that is the first step. And
nourishing, nurture.
So we are coming to the last part of this, and expect that there is going to be a little bit more feeling of being trapped, a lack of self-confidence, but it's ending. You are recovering. Next, things will be expected to change. There is going to be some balance in the legal aspect as well. Even if you may not see a significant sum of money, no, your grandma is watching out for you. You have the potential, and you always will be there with the sunrise, no matter what happens.
Thank you.
Take that deep breath, Laura, and remember that peace that you feel with the trees.
Thank you.
All right. Hope everything works out, and blessed be.